two meanings when I have two things that have two different functions. Whether it's their function, their taste, meaning they're different in taste. That if that's two things that have different tastes, even if let's say it's chicken, the tops and the bottoms. This may be totally a little on the person, but if you dafka like the bottoms and you do not like the tops, so to you they're very different in taste. That makes it two meaning. If let's say I have things which are two different tastes. Function like forks and spoons, right? I can't eat soup with a fork, but you don't use a spoon to eat chicken. So they have different functions. Same, so that's tuminim. Even a big spoon and a small spoon.
What about like one piece of like two different types of like chicken? The same type of chicken, like two bottoms, but like different dressing.
Also tuminim. Let's say I have roasted and I have cooked. Two different tastes, two different. There are people that want dafka cooked, some people that dafka want roasted. I'm missing one. This color. I'm not color. I'm saying this.
They're the same color and both roasted and both the same. Like,
then what makes them to two minimum?
Same
thing. Two different tastes.
The way
it's prepared, it's taste. There's taste, what they're used for functioning, and then there is
the actual thing.
People put food coloring in challah.
Okay. So let's see here like this. Bays. Av shebchal mekoymos kishvedam minyani breira. Ladam rak meoichab pseilus. Even though the standard examples of breira is talking about food and pseilus. Pseilus literally means waste, garbage. Beemes letzricha shiyalu fun of davka oichab mamish pseilus. You don't need davka food and a real pseilus. Al kolzman sheish the fun of bays minim. I have two types. V'roitz beechbem. You want one of them. Kvar nichnas linyani breira. Doesn't have to be exactly the same as choosing the kernels from within the pebbles. Because over there it's clear that you're choosing the food or the pseudis. Even if they're both good, like we mentioned yesterday, you have two good things. You have peanuts and raisins. You have the tops of the chicken, the bottom of the chicken. Of a rock. You only want one min. The other one you just want to get rid of. We already entered the halachas of bayir v'dan b'em k'may bayir z'aychob says. Haynu shemachnis b'shem aychal min atzarchle. So whenever we're going to use in this perek, whenever we use aychal, we're talking about the one that you want. Whenever we say pseilus, we're referring to the one that you don't want. So if let's say I have a drawer full of socks, and I'm marked to wear the pair of socks that matches my suit, and I have different suits with different socks matching each one, so then that could be also better if they're mixed with each other, which we'll have to define what's called mixed. If they're mixed with each other, so then taking the dafka, taking the one I want, is considered the eichel, and the rest is considered the pseudis. You'll have to follow the rules of how one's allowed to do bayra. Okay, I'm just going to mention quickly, and we're going to talk about this more. What's considered a mixture? So many paisim say it's very confusing, but I'm going to give you a very clear hagdara. A mixture is when they're mixed with each other to the extent that I need to search for it. I need to move things around to get to what I want. Or even if I don't need to move it around, but it's like stuck underneath something else, I need to pull it out from within. But if let's say I have something which is, let's say I have toys, big toys, they're sitting next to each other. So everything's clear in its place. That's not going to be a bayra. But if I have small pieces of Lego mixed with some other game with small pieces, all mixed, mushed together, in order for me to get the Lego out, I need to move everything around. I need to search for it. That's a mixture. I have a salad. I have a salad cut up tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers. So if there's a tomato sitting on the top, I could just go straight to the tomato and pull it off. That's not going to be a biter. But if the tomato stuck in to the mixture and I need to pull it out, even if part of it is sticking out, but it's already in the mixture and I need to pull it out of the mixture, that's a mixture. So we need to first figure out what's called tuminin, and then we have to work on which one's the eichel, which one's the psalis, and then we have to figure out what's considered a mixture. If it's sitting on top of it, yeah. But if it's already stuck in, then that's part of the mixture.
Can you mix this out at all?
I think it's a little easier just to follow the rules, which would be Eichel from Pseilas Miyad. Stack of Svarim, we're going to learn about stacks. We'll see. Be'etzem it should not be, but we're going to find that the Mishmurus says that Misafik you should treat it. Therefore, if I have a stack of Svarim like this, the best dates is go like this. Now everything's standing in its place. I can pull out whichever I want. Why? Yeah, that's what he said. He said, "Sachi in the he says better to be machmir on shichvas." I'll show you. He says in the mishbura and in the bi'alach. He says better to be machmir. He says if you push me against the wall, I'll tell you it's not. But lemaisa, he says.